Ever notice how the same problem feels manageable in the morning, but insurmountable by late afternoon? Or why you can resist the cookie jar all day, only to demolish it after dinner? These aren't character flaws or random emotional swings. They're predictable biological patterns that govern far more of your life than you realize. Your mood isn't primarily shaped by what happens to you. It's a biological state that filters how you experience everything else. Understanding this distinction changes everything about how you navigate your day, your relationships, and your deepest struggles. Think of mood as having just two master controls, energy and tension. That's it. Every feeling you experience, from crushing anxiety to peaceful contentment, emerges from how these two dimensions combine. Energy reflects your body's readiness for action, signaling health, vitality, and available resources. Tension indicates perceived threat, whether you're consciously aware of danger or your body is responding to subtle cues you haven't noticed yet. These two forces create four distinct states. Calm energy is the sweet spot, alert yet relaxed, the feeling of a productive morning when work flows effortlessly. Calm tiredness is that pleasant exhaustion after a satisfying workout or peaceful evening winding down. Tense energy happens when you're wired but focused, like the productive panic before a deadline. But tense tiredness, low energy combined with high tension, is where things fall apart. This toxic combination underlies most episodes of depression, relationship conflicts, and self-destructive behaviors. Your energy follows a predictable biological rhythm. Most people peak around noon, crash mid-afternoon, rebound in early evening, then decline toward sleep. Identical stressors hit completely differently depending on where you are in the cycle. A criticism that rolls off your back at 10 a.m. can trigger a meltdown at 4 p.m., not because you've become weaker, but because your biological resources have shifted. Your energy level serves as an infallible barometer of overall functioning. Skip one meal and you'll experience a subtle dip. Miss a night of sleep and the effect compounds dramatically. Consume sugar and you'll get a brief spike followed by a crash below baseline, the vicious cycle of snacking. Energy isn't just about food and sleep. Illness drains it. Inactivity depletes it. Even thoughts influence it, creating a dangerous feedback loop. Negative moods generate negative thoughts, which intensify negative moods. When depressed, your biochemistry actively generates pessimistic interpretations of everything. Throughout each day, you're unconsciously calculating, do I have enough energy for this task? Sometimes you need cognitive override, using conscious thought to overrule what your body is telling you. Choosing a walk over a candy bar when exhausted requires this override, substituting long-term benefit for immediate relief. Energy and tension interact counterintuitively. As stress increases from low to moderate levels, energy rises with it, creating tense energy, the productive anxiety that motivates action. Students exploit this through procrastination. Type A personalities live here constantly. But there's a threshold. Push stress higher and energy collapses into tense tiredness. Simultaneously exhausted yet anxious, depleted yet unable to rest. This tipping point varies by individual and context. Morning stressors creating productive tension might trigger debilitating exhaustion by afternoon. Physical fitness shifts this threshold significantly. Fit individuals handle higher stress before tipping over. Depression represents extreme tense tiredness, high tension with chronically low energy. When ancestors faced threats without resources to address them, withdrawal conserved energy while tension maintained awareness. Depression isn't malfunction. It's an ancient survival strategy activated in modern contexts where it no longer serves us. Our mood systems evolved for ancestral problems, finding food, avoiding predators, conserving scarcity, not fluorescent lights, desk jobs, and constant connectivity. While brain chemistry remains partially mysterious, certain patterns are clear. Norepinephrine links to energetic and tense arousal. Exercise increases its release, and it's associated with wakefulness and stress. Dopamine plays a crucial role in arousal-related moods, motor behavior, and circadian rhythms. Serotonin likely modulates arousal states and functions as a stop system for impulsive, violent behaviors, explaining why serotonin-affecting drugs reduce depression and aggression. Blood glucose strongly correlates with energy and tension. When researchers lowered glucose through insulin, tension spiked and energy plummeted. Restore normal glucose and both return to baseline. This explains the instinctive reach for sugar during tense tiredness. You're seeking biochemical relief. The problem? Sugar provides temporary relief, followed by a worse crash, creating an addictive cycle. Every addictive substance primarily regulates mood. Smokers use cigarettes as stimulants or relaxants depending on their state. When recovering addicts lose their primary substance, they substitute others. Alcoholics consume excessive coffee and sweets, cocaine users turn to sugar, people quitting smoking eat more. Tense tiredness triggers binges in eating disorders, with dieters typically breaking diets in late afternoon when energy naturally dips. A striking experiment revealed exercise's power over cravings. Regular snackers either took a brisk 5-minute walk or sat quietly before accessing sugary snacks. Walking significantly reduced both urge and consumption. Subjects waited almost twice as long to eat candy. A parallel study with smokers found identical results. Brief walks reduced cravings and doubled the time before lighting up. The mechanism? Walking increased energy and decreased tension, addressing the underlying mood state driving the craving. As little as 5 minutes of brisk walking can significantly boost energy and reduce tension for up to 2 hours. The key is walking at a pace you'd use if late for an appointment, maintaining good posture with natural arm swing. Men and women regulate moods strikingly differently. Women typically seek social interaction and emotional expression when distressed, while men turn to hobbies, humor, or pleasant distractions. This creates predictable relationship conflicts. After arguments, she wants to keep talking while he retreats to the garage. The consequences matter. Women experience depression at approximately twice the rate of men across cultures. One explanation, women tend to ruminate about problems while men seek distractions. Women's passive strategies like watching TV or eating prove less effective than men's active distraction techniques. Self-observation reveals mood patterns through key indicators: time of day, especially late afternoon or 3 a.m. wake-ups, sleep quality, eating habits, activity level, health status, and energy tension balance. Even one indicator can predict negative thoughts. Most negative thinking stems from tense, tired moods and vanishes when mood shifts. Research shows problems seem more serious during energy dips than high-energy periods. Your 4 p.m. catastrophizing about relationships or career isn't necessarily accurate. It's your biochemistry talking. Recognizing this creates space to question whether your perception reflects reality or just your current state. Strategic timing transforms effectiveness. Morning exercise capitalizes on naturally rising energy. Afternoon sessions counteract common tense, tired periods. Sustainable exercise requires maintaining enjoyment. Workouts should energize you, not trigger dread. Meditation and progressive muscle relaxation reduce tension by controlling anxious thoughts and relaxing muscles. Focused attention, whether counting breaths or observing an object, prevents engaging with stressful thoughts. Even simple activities like fingering worry beads reduce muscular tension. Match activities with naturally occurring mood states to optimize your day. Mornings bring low energy and vulnerability to depressive feelings. Late morning to early afternoon represents peak calm energy, ideal for work, decisions, and handling stress. Mid to late afternoon brings an energy dip with heightened tension. Negative thoughts predominate, conflicts surface, and diets break. Many self-regulate with sugar-rich snacks, providing only temporary relief. Early evening often brings a slight energy rise as tension drops, though energy declines until reaching the day's lowest point before sleep. Understanding these patterns means working with your biology rather than against it. When you recognize that your 4 p.m. despair is tense tiredness talking, you can choose interventions that address the root cause. When you know your morning calm energy is precious, you can protect it for important work. Your emotional experience operates within predictable biological patterns. Your body isn't an inconvenient vehicle for your brain. It's the foundation of everything you think and feel. Movement is the most powerful mood regulator you possess. 5 minutes of walking can shift your biochemistry more effectively than ruminating for an hour. The next time you feel terrible, ask yourself, when did I last move? When did I last sleep well? Where am I in my energy cycle? These questions are the keys to reclaiming your inner life.